little decor little for Soto? Our studio here.
What, Soto bobblehead, Soto head?
Look at that. Isn't that nice? Hoffa, you see this? Get that up on YouTube right there.
Let me see. My That's buddy. Actually really big. Wow.
Not bad, right?
My That's buddy. Pretty big.
And be gentle with that.
I'm not going to.
I know between
like
you,
that.
McPherson, McMonagles.
This is actually pretty cool.
He put it right up here. Replace one of those Evan Abe Lincoln bobbleheads. Nice. That's not bad, right?
Was this taken when he was hitting 249 or 252? Yeah. Just curious.
I think it was the start of June. Look at that. Juan Soto. Boom! We should put it right there. Now, there's no stopping you from getting an Aaron Judge one or, Bellinger is maybe your guy more so than Judge?
I don't get those knickknacks. Like, if people said, somebody sent that to you or
my buddy Van got it for me. No, I didn't ask for
That's
my
actually
buddy
cool.
Van.
I mean.
And he said specifically you could bring it and put it in the studio show BT.
Is that what he said? Yeah, yeah. So what somebody sent me a week or so ago is a Jets jersey that says BT and Sound on the back. I wouldn't even wear a jersey that just says BT on it. I look like an idiot.
BT
and Sound. Jets jersey. Oh, my God. Somebody's got to send me some better. Well, St. John's always takes care of me.
Should have got
the new Adidas stuff coming soon.
Ooh.
Well, they jumped from Nike. You know that. They're now Adidas.
Is that better for them?
Yeah. Adidas is paying them. Nike did not. And Adidas will treat St. John's more like, like Nike or somebody would treat like a Carolina or something.
Make sure you invite Coach in studio, maybe come in with a box of...
I'll get some stuff for you guys.
You took care of us last year. I'll be into the Giants this year. Before we get to that, and by the way, we got to get into the football stuff. Mm-hmm. I know I was watching from afar with you with the Justin Fields thing. Thank God all is okay there.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. Yeah, well, let's get on the same page with this. We all want the football teams to be at least relevant for a couple of months here. Think of how pathetic we are. I heard Jerry and Danny talking about it coming in like, optimistic about the football season this year. Yeah, right, saying like maybe Jerry's like, they should get us at least to the end of October. Like, think of how pathetic that is.
Trick or treat.
Come on, dude. We got to have some real teams. But I do think the Mets and Yankees are going to carry us. And with the Mets, they have been on fire here. Seven straight. Now, look, do I think that they're as good as they're playing right now? Maybe not, but I think they're in a very good spot where they know what they need to address. Mm-hmm. It's clearly bullpen. They already got the one arm in Soto. I expect there to be more. I wouldn't be stunned if the Mets made a shocking move, whether that's for Suarez from Arizona. I think Stearns and Cohen know this is the time to strike, and things are starting to get a little healthier with them at the bottom of the order. Marte being back, Alvarez after being sent down, coming back up, mm-hmm. Mauricio starting to emerge a little bit.
Yeah.
Mets are in a pretty good spot right now. They got to strike it perfectly here at the trade deadline, but all things go right now for the Red Hot Mets.
Mets look good. I'll tell you, that was a nice win. Just a good performance over the weekend in a tough venue against, a decent team for sure in the Giants. That's, you never know what you get out there. It's a big ballpark, and, bombs go to die. I asked Jeff McNeil last night. He would double very well. Could have been a home run. It would have been. They said on the broadcast that double that he hit at the base of the wall in right center would have been gone from every other stadium. I mean, Pete's play on Friday night to snag that bullet line drive. I mean, a little awkward, but he caught it. That was a good play. And, now the young kids, Beatty's been on a little bit of a tear here for a while, where he showed the game's slowing down. You bring up Alvarez, contrast that with Volpe and how the Yankees have handled some of their situations. The Mets made a very proactive decision to send down Alvarez, and he bought in, and he came back a different player. His energy's been good. His defense has been better. His bat's been buttoned up. Nimmo's on an absolute tear. Good to see Lindor get off the schneid a couple of games ago. Not that he was great every game over the weekend, but he's showing some signs here. And I'll tell you, the thing that jumps out to me about these Mets, and I said it definitely when you were off, and I think I said it maybe right before last time we were together. I love their starting, like their top three arms. I really, really like the Manaea Senga or Manaea Peterson Senga trio. It's good.
Well, think about it. They weathered the storm, and I was just looking this over here. They have the best record in the National League. They're tied with most wins, I should say.
With the Brewers, though, right?
Yeah, tied with the Brewers and the Cubs. Brewers and Cubs are both 62-43. The Mets are 62-44. But they survived that storm where it was looking like they might not. We know it's a long season. They hung in there. Despite, they didn't go get any arms, bullpen help, starting rotation, whatever. The bats, they survived the storm. And now, again, looking like they did before they went into that little bit of a rut.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the better teams in not only the National League, but all of Major League Baseball. And as healthy as they've been all year, with Manaea, to your point, with Senga back in the rotation together, even with Montas being in there, with Peterson, they've lengthened out their rotation. I know Holmes right now a little shaky, but they're going to add bullpen arms. I don't know if they're going to add a starter or not. Getting healthier in the lineup as well. The Mets are in a very good spot. In first place by a game and a half over the Phillies. They're in a good spot.
They're in a good spot. And I like the Soto pickup. Yeah. Not the main Soto pickup. Right. Yeah, I like the Greg
Soto.
The other Soto. He throws absolute gas. Yeah. And he's got a presence out there. And obviously, you know, real baseball fan. You know Baltimore. You remember him with Philly. But he is a guy that is going to be deployed in some pretty tough, high-leverage spots against some good lefties over the next, you know, could be a couple of months here if the Mets get on a nice run. And I like it. And then when you get to October, you know, when you go to a, if you go to a three-man rotate rather than four, you do have the option. If you don't make another trade or two for bullpen arms, you could always throw Holmes in the bullpen. Like, they've got some maneuverability. And if they, like, for the Mets, I would get Suarez. I didn't think the Yankees, it was a great fit because the Mets catch the ball better. Yanks have been so sloppy. I think if the Mets ever pull the trigger on Suarez, it's all systems go. You guys have a chance to win the World Series.
You know, I feel the same way that it was not a great fit for the Yankees because they didn't need that power. Where the Mets could use more power. I don't think they need it.
No, I agree. They don't need it.
Okay, so where are you at with the bottom of the order now, where you and I have had this back and forth where I was always like, the bottom of the order is okay. Now, you're living with McNeil in center. Again, we don't know who's going to be available. Will Grisham, whatever. But they're living with McNeil in center for the most part. You've got Mauricio at third base, a little bit of Beatty at second base. Mm-hmm. You've got Marte back. You got Vientos thrown in there. That mix. Do you think that Alvarez now coming back, which is a huge, huge part of this.
No doubt.
Do you think that they can survive with the lineup as is?
Yes, I think they can survive. I don't think they're a word. I still wouldn't stamp them. Again, there's randomness. Yeah, so I wouldn't stamp them. Like, I wouldn't feel great about their October World Series. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
If they don't get another bat. Like, it's the time to do it, Sal. Like, from a defensive perspective, Nimmo's been hitting the hell out of it. Nimmo and left and McNeil in center. That's going to hurt you in October. Yeah. You could just see a ball getting through, somebody tagging up. That's not how you win with those two guys. Even though, and McNeil's been serviceable, there's no doubt. But
he's not a center fielder.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. I don't love that. And, you know, we could talk about the Alvarez's and the Mauricio had four knocks and four bullets. That home run that he hit, that was a pitch that he's not handled all year. That soft stuff at the ankle. So he's showing progress, and obviously Beatty's been very good. But the reason why I think the Mets should get that big bat is because there's so much unknown next year. You don't know who's playing first base. You know, Pete could opt out and bounce. You don't know who's playing center. You don't know who. Like, I just, to me, go for it now.
A lot of things are going right for them. Now, it's August. There's, what, 50-something games to go?
Yeah.
You need, the way the Mets are right now, you want to have this September, like the end of September. Mm-hmm. It's a long season. We've seen this. They were like this before, and then they went into that rut. They're like this now. Could there be another rut here at the wrong time? That's what you want to avoid. But everything is lining up very nicely. The Braves are dead and buried. They're long gone. It's a two-team race. Mets and Phillies here. A few days to go before the trade deadline. We know what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to acquire bullpen arms, maybe another arm in the rotation, and maybe another bat. But we know they're going to be aggressive here. And then it's just sit back and say, all right, go to work.
This is who we are.
This is it. Like, they're putting right now, the next few days, and I'm sure literally right now, they're trying to figure out who they're going to bring in to put the final pieces together for a team that they could sit back and say, now go out there and do it, boys.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. No more, like, gaping holes or glaring needs. You have to hope that, you know, pray to the sports god, you're going to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Guys stay healthy here, and then just have the players go out there and produce. That's it. They go into the clubhouse. They've done all that they could do. Once Thursday comes and goes, and I think they're only a couple of moves away from really fine-tuning this thing. It's just about going out there and delivering.
I think both teams have another big swing coming. I do. I think both the Mets and the Yanks will be aggressive in the next couple of days. From a Yankee perspective, could unload a player or two, as I discussed. See, the only risk that, and there's no guarantee. That's why I would preemptively address it now. And, you know, the things that look favorable that were a little questionable earlier, the Beatty's, Alvarez, Mauricio, even though Mauricio has a lot of talent, he was swinging and missing, and the changeup and the curves, he was a mess.
Raw.
That's a perfect word. I didn't, you know, Marte's injury prone. He's in a little bit of a hot streak now, but he's always gimpy. I have to have another legit reinforcement in case. Now, all of those things are not going to fall back to their whatever their mean was. But if one or two things do, I need to know that I've got another bullet to fire if I'm trying. It's the World Series. And it's not just like, well, the Mets have to win it this year or they can't win it next year. You would think with the money, with their core, with whatever, some young pitching prospects, like the Mets' runway to be good is certainly open for a couple of years. I'm pouncing.
BT and Sal on the Fan. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Isaac is calling from Long Branch. What's up, Isaac?
Hey, BT and Sal, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
I think the Mets are two moves away from legitimately being the best team in baseball. I think we need to make a move with Miami, get one of the guys, either Alcantara or that other guy, Rodriguez, and move Clay Holmes to the bullpen. Then we have the best bullpen in baseball, and I don't think we need such a hitter with Mauricio and Alvarez looking like he's coming back now. I think we go get Bader from Minnesota, who could feel just as good as Tyrone and definitely could hit better. And I think those are our moves that we need to make.
You want Bader back?
Thank you for the call, Isaac.
Yeah, I hear you. That's my emotion, too.
I think I'd rather have him than Mullins. Neither of those guys, to me, are enough of an upgrade. Certainly not offensively. Like, yes, you're right. The idea of having Bader in center field, but we went down this road last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what is most appealing to me about Bader? What he did with the Yankees in the postseason.
Guy hit a couple bombs, for
right.
sure.
So, yeah. Because this is about the postseason. To your point, this is about the World Series. This is about finishing touches on what can be and what should be a World Series caliber ball club. I hesitate to overreact to Mauricio's play as of late or even Alvarez. Now, I believe that Mauricio is legit, but he's still very raw and young.
Mm-hmm.
So if he goes into a little bit of a funk in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be, oh, can't live with Mauricio. You've got to eliminate the question marks here. Alvarez, there is no better option, and I believe he's going to be this, which should be impactful and should help, but doesn't mean you wouldn't look to upgrade if there were the right bat out there, whether it be Suarez, whether it be somebody else, or whether it be center field. Bader does not...
It doesn't do it for me.
Unless it were in addition, like let's say they got Suarez, they shocked the world and got Suarez,
uh-huh.
Then I could live with Bader instead.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's true. That's a little different. I mean, the one thing that you don't want to happen, like even if Alvarez regresses, and it doesn't look like he will, he's got great energy right now.
Yeah.
I'm happy
he's
for
back,
him.
Thankfully.
Like, he owned looks, it, man.
Yeah.
You got to respect it.
But that's how you do it, BT.
I agree. The organization
did the right thing.
Yep.
He had the right attitude when he was down there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get caught up in the years of control or anything else.
Yep.
Went down there, said, I got to find myself again. Raked, produced defensively, and now he's back up looking like himself.
And they did that because they knew the character and the work ethic of him. And they trusted that. And they trusted their minor league people. So that was very good. But even if he was to take a massive step back, which I don't expect, at least you have a very capable backup in Torrens. If Beatty goes sideways or Mauricio goes sideways, what are you doing at third base in the playoffs? What are you doing in center? I still can't run the risk of two quiet spots.
Of the three, if they get Bader in center, you're saying it's still not enough to you?
If it was Bader in center and the Mauricio Beatty combo with at third.
Or Vientos. Like they have,
or, what am I saying? I forgot. And Vientos.
That's what I'm saying. Like between Vientos, those three, I don't love him defensively.
No, no.
But between the three, you'd hope like one could stick at least for a little bit. I would probably bet on Mauricio because I trust his defense more than the other.
I think I'd bet on Beatty.
Yeah.
Maybe right now. I don't know.
You know, I was thinking about this just watching Beatty. Even though his numbers aren't great, we know he's shown signs. I would not give up on him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it were the perfect trade, like let's say you had to give him to get Suarez, I'd do that because I'm getting a third baseman now that I feel like can...
A rental? 34-year-old rental?
I know, but he might be able to win the World Series.
That's true. Yeah.
But the potential... Like, Beatty... I get the feeling Beatty's going to go somewhere else and be a solid big league pro for 10
years. I agree with you. The game's slowing down for him, there's no doubt, and it's starting to slow down for Mauricio as well. Like, the thing that... I think what Stearns has to ask himself, and obviously I'm not telling him anything he doesn't know, and I want you to answer this. Do you envision a Mets roster... In 2 years, with Mauricio, with Beatty, with Vientos, Alvarez, I'm going to put there because he's a catcher, Acuna. Like, there's just a lot of...
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, I don't even count McNeil. His contract's
He'll
up.
Gone,
he's getting
okay.
older. I'm talking about the young guys who we're still learning about. That's five spots where it's still a little fluid. In, you know what I mean?
Like, not to mention Jet Williams or the other guys that they have coming up.
Gilbert, like, correct.
They have. And they were talking about it last night during the broadcast where I think Buster only said the Astros have already inquired about the Mets, abundance of infielders. This is going to be tricky, but this is how David Stearns makes his money. They have to, him and his staff, have to evaluate the right one to move
mm-hmm.
and the right one to keep, or the right ones to move, the right one to keep. But you can't keep them all. So to your point, no, I don't. They're going to have to make a decision.
Yes.
I think you wait and wait and wait until you have as much info and intel possible before you have to make that decision.
Meaning until Thursday or the offseason?
No, I'm talking about just in even predating years. Here.
Oh,
now, remember, Stearns only here for 1 year.
Yeah.
But we've seen Beatty for a little while.
Yeah.
Like, they need to do... I think Mauricio is the most raw, but in the short time that we've seen him, that's the one that I would be reluctant to give up on.
Mm-hmm.
I trust him more so right now, but they need to make the right decision, whether it's moving on from Beatty, Vientos, both Beatty and Vientos. They got to clean it up a little bit.
Yep.
Now, again, you're not just giving those guys away, but I would at least want to see one of them probably move for a piece that could better fit you this year.
I'd be stunned if all those names we just hit are still here by Thursday at, what is it, 6 p.m., I think,
yeah.
Thursday? So I just think there's going to be some movement. Both teams. I mean, both teams are digging in. You know, different circumstances, different pressure, different positions of need, although bullpen a little bit for both teams, more so for the Yankees because you already got Soto. It's going to be busy.
Raul from Manhattan wants to talk about the Yanks. What's up, Raul?
Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. You guys are a godsend, man. I could talk to either Yankees or Mets, so whatever. If you want to talk about Mets, I could talk about the Mets, too.
Well, what's most important to you?
Hit talk about what you want to talk about, yeah.
Well, they're both important to me, and I could talk to you guys for a while. I may have a lot on my mind, but I'll be brief with, okay, one thing that's been bothering me, I've been watching Stanton for the Yankees for years. He's given me much joy in his at-bats and everything, but he is like a heavy anchor weighing down the Yankees right now. He's not versatile. They could unload him for some athletes and then unload Goldschmidt too and bring up Jones and then reutilize what they have. Rosario's a good pickup. He's a good substitute for Cabrera.
Mm.
He's okay, but I don't think they should play him in the outfield. Keep Grissom. He's a good fourth outfielder to have. He's defensively, he's a monster. And he has come up with good hits and everything. Don't give up on him so easily. And you got to keep the guy that right now that's hot. What's his name? The former Cub. You got to keep him.
Bellinger, you're talking about?
Yeah, Bellinger, Belly. Yeah, you got to keep him, man. Don't give him away because he's versatile. He could play first. He's athletic.
Yeah, no, we get it, Raul.
Yeah. That's what they're faced with. I mean, the thing about the way you frame it, Raul, and thanks for the call, like, he said something like, you know, the Yankees shouldn't give up on Grisham. It's not about finding out, does he fit or can he handle New York or is he good? You know, he's been around for a while, and he's making peanuts, which makes him very attractive. Grisham is owed about, you know, if you just prorate the numbers, he's due about like 1.8, a little less the rest of the year. And to me, I don't think the Yankees will re-sign him next year. So why would you keep him?
Only to maximize your, you know, abilities this year. You have him be your primary center field, whatever. Especially with Judge going down and maybe Judge having to be a DH. If you're trying to win now,
yeah,
that's the only reason why you keep him. If you don't think that you can win now and you're saying, you know what, we could, whatever our return would be for him is worth it to help us years down the road,
mm-hmm.
get a young player under control or a couple of prospects, whatever, pitching prospects.
Yeah, I can see that. I certainly get that. That's definitely one avenue to look at it. But what I'm saying is, like, I think when you have, you know, at least on paper and on film, you know, and analytically supported, you know, early, like in the minors, like, there's at least a couple of options where if you trade Grisham, I know Spencer Jones has had the back issues, a spasm. He's fine. And Stanton's got a no trade. Raul hit a bunch of different things there. I just think that there's enough internal options to at least find out and straddle that line. And Cashman would have to be perfect, something he has not been in a long time. But yeah, that's kind of where we are at this point. And if the Yankees do nothing, then in terms of the deadline here, then the Yankees aren't doing anything in terms of big picture this season. Not going to happen.